From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama said Monday there is no clear evidence that the shooter who carried out an attack Sunday at a gay nightclub in Florida was directed by an overseas terrorist group. The president said that the suspected shooter, Omar Sadiqi Mateen, represented homegrown extremism. FBI Director James Comey says there are indications that Mateen was a radicalized Muslim.
It is also not entirely clear at this point just what terrorist group he aspired to support, although he made clear his affinity at the time of the attack for ISIL and generally leading up to the attack for radical Islamist groups.
The FBI twice in recent years questioned Mateen about possible connections with terrorist groups but found nothing to warrant any charges. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance will deploy 4 battalions to Poland, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, countries that feel most threatened by Russia.
There can be no doubt that what we have done is a response to the actions of Russia in Crimea and in Ukraine.
Stoltenberg spoke ahead of a meeting of alliance defense ministers beginning Tuesday in Brussels. The talks come ahead of a NATO summit in Warsaw, Poland in July. Thousands of refugees are pouring out of the embattled city of Fallujah following a safe exit corridor secured by the Iraqi army. The army is trying to retake the city from the Islamic State group. According to the UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Iraq, 3,300 people fled Monday, joining another 4,000 who escaped during the weekend. Thousands more are expected to make the journey in the coming days. This is VOA News. In her first speech since the Florida shooting attack, presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton spoke to supporters in Cleveland, Ohio, laying out a multifaceted approach to combating terrorism.
We face a twisted ideology and poisoned psychology that inspires the so-called lone wolves, radicalized individuals who may or may not have contact and direction from any formal organization.
Clinton cited the need for what she called the common sense reform of gun ownership laws, including a ban on assault weapons. Presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump also addressed the Florida shootings, calling for controls on immigration from radicalized areas.
When I'm elected, I will suspend immigration from areas of the world where there is a proven history of terrorism against the United States, Europe, or our allies, until we fully understand how to end these threats.
Trump called this a very dark moment in this nation's history. The United States continues to hold the title of the world's top weapons exporter, supplying almost $23 billion worth of weapons to other countries last year. In its annual Global Defense Trade Report released Sunday, IHS Jane's reports many of the countries buying U.S. arms are in the Middle East. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates alone accounted for more than half of the weapons purchases in the Middle East. Southeast Asian countries bordering the South China Sea also ramped up their defense spending since 2009. The sentencing hearing for South African runner Oscar Pistorius began in Johannesburg Monday. The former Olympic athlete faces at least 15 years in jail after an appeal court overturned a lesser judgment and convicted him of murder. Anita Powell reports.
The former icon is now a broken man, Oscar Pistorius' psychologist says, and needs a hospital, not a prison cell. The athlete was back in the dock Monday after an appeals court convicted him of murder for killing his girlfriend in 2013. Now he faces a minimum sentence of 15 years. The sentencing hearing will continue Tuesday before Judge Tokozile Masipa. Anita Powell, Johannesburg.
Officials say border skirmishes have resumed between security forces of Pakistan and Afghanistan after a short-lived ceasefire on Monday. At least one person was killed and 18 wounded overnight in the fighting. About 200 Pakistani families have been forced to relocate to safer areas. A dispute over the building of new installations in the Torquem Crossing area sparked the fighting. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.